This is Doug Hastings, Vice President of Moody Radio, and we're thankful for support from our listeners and businesses like United Faith Mortgage.
If you go to our mortgage team's website, you'll find hundreds of testimonials of real Christian radio listeners we've helped. Laura here is a recent friend who is kind enough to share a few words with her local station.
I was actually referred to United Faith Mortgage through my mother-in-law. We decided it was time for us to start looking for a house, and I reached out to Kelly, and we found several houses we liked, but, you know, with the seller's market, things kept falling through. But anytime we needed her, she was there for us. She got everything we needed as soon as we asked for it, and she made it work. She made sure that if that was the house that our family wanted, we were going to get that house. They're a wonderful company, and we're just really blessed that we found them in the process, that they helped us get through it, and we are in the home of our dreams, and our family is so happy.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.
Today on Bold Steps Weekend, Mark Job shows us how to take the first bold step.
We are people that are called out of our culture, we're called out of society, we're chosen of God. But calling means that I respond and I leave something behind. The nature of God is to call us out so that we can belong.
Not many of us enjoy being called out, but what about when God calls us to come out of the place where we are into the place He has for us? Welcome to the new Bold Steps Weekend program with Mark Job. Mark is the president of Moody Bible Institute and the senior pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago, and I'm Wayne Shepherd. Well, this weekend, as we conclude our series, What Now? How to Move into Your Next Season, we'll be looking at how to take the first bold step. Mark will be teaching from 2 Kings chapter 5, and his message begins with a recap of the first part of the message from last week.
Can I tell you this? It's the nature of God to call us out. In fact, I believe that God can never heal that which we conceal. I believe that God can never deal with that which is not exposed. I believe as long as we stay hidden, as long as we stay in the shadows, as we stay hidden in the crowd, as long as we never bring it to God, then He can never deal with it. God is the God that calls to the light those things that need to change. So if there's something in your life that needs to change, if there's something that needs to be altered so that you can move into another season, it will never happen unless it comes to the light. God is the God that calls out that which needs to change. He's done it all through Scripture, over and over. I see it in Scripture. In fact, in the very beginning, in the book of Genesis, Adam had sinned against God and Eve as well. And the Bible tells us that Adam hid himself, and God called Adam out and said, "Adam, where are you?" Now, how many of you know that when God calls your name in hide and go seek, it's not because He doesn't know where you're at? Hello, you don't play hide and go seek with God. So when God is saying to Adam, "Where are you?" it's not because He doesn't know where he is. It's because He wants Adam to respond and say, "I'm hiding, and so I come out of my hiding." And God understood that unless Adam was willing to respond and come out of his hiding, that he could never be healed. I'm talking to someone here today. God called Adam out of the shadows. Not because he didn't know where he was and not because he didn't know what he had done. He called Adam out of the shadows because he understood that Adam had to come to the light to deal with his issues. God called Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldees to a new country, but he called him out. "Abraham, leave. Leave where you're at, and I'm taking you to a new land." It was an act of faith, but he called them out. God called the people of Israel out of slavery. For 400 years, they had lived in a growing oppression. It had become their life. It had become their destiny. It had become the culture. It was a culture of slavery, a culture of slaves are bought and sold. They're exchanged as wedding gifts. Slaves have no rights. They are disposable. And for 400 years, they had grown increasingly more under the thumb of oppression of the Egyptians. And they lived that way. And they saw no exit out of that season of their life. And they called unto God. And God called them out through Moses. But he called them out of Egypt. And it was difficult. They were full of fear. In fact, after they walked out of Egypt, they kept wanting to go back to Egypt because that's all they knew. Listen, some of us have lived in a certain kind of culture all of our life. We've lived in a culture of oppression, a culture of brokenness. We've lived in a culture in which our brokenness has become our comfort. And when God calls us out, we're afraid to walk in wholeness. These people were slaves. It's like an addict that leaves his addiction and he's afraid to leave his addiction behind, even though he knows it's a slave master. It beats him down. It oppresses him. It takes away his liberty. It drives him to his knees. It takes away his economy. But oftentimes an addict is afraid of leaving their addiction because they're not sure how they live without it. Elijah was called out of the cave because he had embraced self-pity, and God was saying, "You're done with that." Zacchaeus was called out of a tree because he was anonymous and hiding. God said, "Come down, you'll have to do a reckoning." Every time that God calls us out of hiding, every time that God calls us out of the place that we're at, he calls us unto himself, unto a different destiny, and it's always scary. There's risk involved in it. Lazarus is called out of the grave, and this bent over woman, she's called out of anonymity. The nature of God is to call his people out. The church is called the ecclesia, the called out ones. We are people that are called out of our culture. We're called out of society. We're chosen of God. But calling means that I respond and I leave something behind. And it's difficult to leave that behind. The nature of God is to call us out so that we can belong. I want you to notice this about this woman, is that when Jesus saw her, he called her forward. I want you to remember that Jesus was the speaker at the synagogue. He was the guest speaker. Much like a church environment, there were probably hundreds of other people that were in the synagogue. And he was at the front, and he sees the woman. I'm pretty confident that the woman was in the back. And he calls the woman forward. And there is a moment in time, there's a moment in time in which this woman who has been living in a season for 18 years, desirous to get out of the season, so she comes to the synagogue on a regular basis, but unable to get out of that season and maybe accepting that season. But there's a moment where the voice of Jesus calls her out of her anonymity. And at that moment, every eye in the synagogue turns and looks at that woman. Who is Jesus, the rabbi, the rabboni, calling out? Every head turns, every eye looks, every person sees her deformity. She has a choice at that moment. She can walk out, go to the back, say, "I don't want people to see my brokenness." Or she can take a first step towards Jesus. I don't know if there was hesitation. I imagine there was a pause, a thinking. Should I go? Eyes are looking at her. Shame fills her again as she looks at the ground, unable to walk. And as she walks forward awkwardly, struggling, knowing that everybody is wondering what is wrong with that woman, she takes a first awkward step towards Jesus, understanding, believing that I have to walk towards Jesus to leave this season behind. You know, I believe that the voice of God calls us. I believe that God is always working. And I believe that it's up to us to respond to his voice. I believe there's a first step that has to be taken when we hear the voice of God. Number three, if you're taking notes, write this down. The word, the touch, the presence releases resurrection power in response to our simple steps of faith. I love this story because Jesus, the Bible says, he speaks to her. He says, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately the Bible says, she straightened up. Now, I want you to notice, it's the presence, it's the word, and it's the touch. She had been to the synagogue year after year, Sabbath after Sabbath, and nothing had ever happened. You know why? Because the presence wasn't there. But in this particular occasion, yeah, Jesus, the Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The incarnate Son of God, he showed up. His presence was there. Something radically changed because the presence of God was there. The presence of Jesus, the healer, the Messiah, the resurrector, he was there. Not only was his presence there, but his word was there. He spoke. There's something about the words of Jesus. He spoke into her life. He spoke into her toxicity. He'd spoken to her brokenness. And he said, "Woman, you are set free." Can I tell you there's something powerful about the words of Jesus? Can I tell you something that when the word of God goes forth, the words of Jesus go forth, written in scripture as we proclaim the word of God, there is power in the word. The Bible says that God's word will not return void. In other words, it's sent out to accomplish what God intended it to accomplish, and it does not come back empty. It brings with it what it was called to do, the word of God.
This is Bold Steps Weekend, and you're listening to the Bible teaching of Mark Job. We'll jump back into the second half of today's message in just a moment, so please stay with us. Would you like to join a community of listeners who are starting the week off with some biblical wisdom and a shot of encouragement from Mark? Let me invite you to sign up for our weekly email devotional. You'll learn more about this new Bold Steps Weekend program. You'll learn more about our Bible teacher, Mark Job, and get some highlights from the daily Bold Steps program you may have missed. The Bold Stepper Weekly is free. It's delivered right to your inbox each Monday morning. Sign up at boldstepsweekend.org. Now let's return to Mark's message. Take the first bold step.
And then the touch. The Bible says, then he put his hands on her. I'm sure he touched her back. These hands that would in not too long in the future would be the hands that would stretch on a cross and be nailed. Blood would trickle down. The hands that would be scarred. These hands of the Messiah touch this woman. The Bible tells us that, I like this word, by the way, immediately. Don't you like that word? Immediately. Suddenly. You know, sometimes healing is progressive. Sometimes our change is progressive. Sometimes it's a journey. But other times, listen, other times the freedom to make the journey is usually immediate. Go ahead, say it out loud. It sounds great. Say immediately. Go ahead, say it. Immediately. Don't you like that? Immediately. In other words, right then and there, Jesus spoke, and this woman immediately did what she had not been able to do in 18 years. Immediately she straightened up, and that straightening up marked a new chapter, a new season, a new identity, a new way of reacting, a new praise in her lips, a new social life for her. Why? Because immediately she straightened up that which Satan had power over in her life, that which had bound her for 18 years was released by the power of the word of God, by his touch and by his presence. And immediately she was able to walk in newness of life. Immediately she was able to walk into a new season as soon as that was broken and let go of. In Luke chapter 4, a few chapters earlier, Luke chapter 4, verse 18, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me." Anointing means the unction of power and authority to do something. "He has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners, recovery of sight to the blind, and to set the oppressed free." He said to this woman, "You are free from your infirmity." By the way, this is written, the way that Jesus says it is in the perfect tense. And you say, "Well, Pastor, I don't really care what tense it was in," but it makes a difference, the verbiage of it. Because it was written in the perfect tense, which means it took place in the past and continues in effect. In other words, what Jesus said is, "You were and you are set free from your infirmity. You were and you are continuing to be set free from your infirmity." It's in the present tense, which has an implication to it, because he's telling her that she's been set free from the effects of her past. She's not just walking in freedom in her present, but the healing that Jesus was bringing about was affecting her past as well. It was reaching out into her past. It was obliterating some of the effects of her past, and it was taking into her new season as well. The power of Jesus' words. You know, by the way, and I don't have time to get into it today, but the Bible says in verse 14 that people were indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, and the synagogue leader said to the people, "Are there 6 days for work? So come, and why have you healed on those days and not on the Sabbath?" People were not happy. Some of the religious Pharisees were not happy that she was set free. They were so bound in religion that they couldn't see what God was doing. I believe that some people are more comfortable with the old you than with the new you. And I want to say this as I wrap our time together this morning. I'm just wondering if you are here today and the presence of Jesus is here and the Word of God is here and the touch of God is here. I'm just wondering if you've been stuck in a season for a long time and there is a root that the enemy has used to keep you stuck. I don't know what that root is. Maybe it's a root of shame. Maybe it's a root of guilt. Maybe it's a lie, a deception about who you are that just kept you bound. Maybe you're not physically bent over, but maybe your personality has been bent over by the weight of something that the enemy has weighed you down with for a long time, that God, the presence of Jesus, is saying, "I never intended you to carry that." I believe that God is calling some to a new season. That new season will never happen, unless you're willing to take the first step. And I'm just wondering, is God calling it out? Is he saying, come out? Come out of the shadows. Come out of the shadows. Let my presence invade your brokenness. Let my word speak healing into the lie. Let my touch liberate you, because this next chapter, this new season, this next season, you cannot enter it as the old person. I'm calling you to a new season. And I'm just wondering, as I close our time together, is there a bold step God is asking you to take? Is there a step that he's saying, it's time to deal with this? It may be painful. It may be ugly. It may be difficult. But I'm going to take my greatest faith and tackle my deepest fear so that I can enter into the new season that God has called me to. In your living room, in your car, in your kitchen, wherever you're at listening to this, the Spirit of God is present. I want you to come into his presence right now. Do you hear his voice calling you out? I want you to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. As you walk towards the presence of Jesus, you will be acutely aware of that which doesn't belong in his presence. As you walk to the presence of Jesus, it may be difficult to walk down that aisle, feel the shame, feel the pain, feel unworthy. But I want you to walk to the presence of Jesus, even with the unworthiness. As you enter into his presence, let the power of the Word of God penetrate the lie. Daughter, you're forgiven. There is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. You are a new creation. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. I have thrown your sins as far as the east is from the west. I have bought you with a price. You are mine. As you come into the presence of God today, and you've heard the word of God spoken over you, some of you need to simply say, Lord Jesus, I need your touch. That will give me courage to take the bold step I need to take to walk into a new season of my life. So I pray, Lord Jesus, even now, that you would touch that darkest area of my life that's holding me back, the area that the enemy has stepped into and is used as leverage to keep me bound. And today I pray in Jesus' name that that area would be broken by the power of the blood of Jesus, and that I would begin to walk in freedom as I follow you in obedience. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. What a powerful conclusion to this series from author, Pastor Mark Jobe here on Bold Steps Weekend. Mark is the author of our current Bold Action Gift, and he's back now to tell us a little bit more about his book, What Now?
2020 was a tough year. But now that it's behind us, many of us are looking forward to envisioning a better tomorrow. So what if I told you that you could reimagine your life story? Well, you can. And to help you realign your perspective with the mighty and awesome call that God has placed on your life, I'd like to tell you about a book I've written called What Now? It's about learning how to move into your next season while taking the bold step out of a place of stagnation and into a place where God wants you to go. Make 2021 a season of spiritual fulfillment by requesting a copy today. Again, the book is called What Now? And it's yours with a gift of any amount to support the ministry of Bold Steps Weekend.
You can give your gift by calling 866-535-5580. That's 866-535-5580. Or give a generous gift online at boldstepsweekend.org. Now, if it's easier, you can send your donation in the mail. Address your envelope to us at Bold Steps Weekend, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. Once again, that's 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. Or give online at boldstepsweekend.org. When you reach out today, let us know how we can pray for you and your family this year. Every card, letter, email, or social media message we receive is greatly appreciated. To connect with us today, just go to boldstepsweekend.org or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. Log into your social media accounts and search for Bold Steps Radio. Well, taking tests, who loves it? Not me, that's for sure. But next weekend, Mark will be sharing some tips on how to survive the test. This message was originally preached in 2020 during the ultimate season of testing. But as we continue to face mounting pressure and isolation, fear and loneliness, this is one message you won't want to miss. So be listening next weekend, right here on Bold Steps Weekend. Bold Steps Weekend is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.